EMR, something or other hotspot thing that I got.
The guy that used to get on the radio in this area, Richard, yeah, he was real good with that stuff, but I haven't heard him on the radio in a while.
And I'm trying to set it up and see what I can do with it. I got these radios that have D-Star in it, but there's no D-Star spots, no D-Star points around here, so I thought I'd get one and see what I can do with it.
I've got up, you know, on that. That's one of my contacts. I forget who made it. It's been out here so long. But anyway, it's, it's the vertical I got, I can use the tuner and the radio. I don't need an external tuner and go to talking.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons I picked it, because it's got easy setup and stuff.
There's YouTube videos that, you know, kind of give you a shortcut as to how to get into the menu system and set up what you want. And then there's, you know, that little touch screen. You can just touch whatever you got set there and make adjustments. It's, you know, it's a real neat radio.
Down with it and experimenting and stuff. Still got some stuff to figure out on it for sure, because there is so much it can do. But I'm learning.
Well, there's a learning curve with all these radios. I've got a Kenwood TS-2000 that, you know, had to ride an antenna so I could, you know, to work the satellites pretty easy, because you can set it up where the main VFO slide both the uplink and downlink at the same time, and that way you can compensate for the Doppler shift as it comes overhead. But yeah, a lot of this stuff I just really haven't gotten into. You can even, you know, send pictures to the space station, and there's just endless possibilities with ham radio. You know, if you're checking out the DMR, and you're probably have some fun with that. There's, I think you said you got a good computer background. There's guys that use these little Pi Star things. You know, have a lot of fun doing that.
That's a little Pi Star thing that's supposed to be that's a little D-Star, DMR, Fusion, NXDN, does all kinds of stuff, repeater. If you hook it up to the internet, it'll do all that stuff, and a little hotspot for that.
A couple of SDR dongles and bring up the waterfall on the computer, and that's another way to kind of see stuff. Oh, a friend of mine that I introduced to ham radio, he found something called ham clock. It's kind of a spot DX, and makes it a little easier to find somebody to talk to.
I set up one of those on I had an old Raspberry Pi with a screen, and I set up one of those on an old Raspberry Pi with a screen, and I have it sitting on the top of one of my monitors, and got this little ham clock sitting up there running with my ID, the little picture of the world, and what's daylight, what's not, sun, and all that stuff. It's a pretty cool little thing.
A program ham radio deluxe. That's station was overhead. Every now and then I'd call out, but I never did make contact. Those guys are busy doing their experiments. A lot of times when they contact the ground on ham radio, they're talking to kids at school or something. Anyway, I did an ID after 10 minutes, and it's getting on 5 o'clock, so some of the guys might be rolling in here in a few minutes. It's usually closer to about 5:15. But I've enjoyed the early morning conversation, Scott. I'll probably be around till daylight. You have a good day. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Roger that. KR4GEG.